Shaped by Time. Welcome back to my podcast. It's been a week and it feels like it's been way much longer than that, but I'm happy to be back. And today I want to talk about dating in Germany versus dating in America. And I think I'm going to do it in English. So let's just go with the vibe and go with the flow. So I want to start with saying that I left to be an au pair in 2016. And before that, I will need to make another episode about how my life actually was before I left to go to America. But when it comes to dating, I want to touch on that. So when it comes to dating before I left, it was dry. There was not much dating for me. I was very, I don't want to say shy, but I was very unsure when it came to guys back then, and especially when it came to myself. So I was not 100% like secure with the way I was and the way I looked. I didn't feel that comfortable. And that made me adapt this persona where I was always the good friend, the one that always gets along with guys, the one that always understands guys and gets invited into their circle and gets the insights of how guys think. And I did use it to my advantage in some ways, because it made me very careful. It made me very, very careful. And I just made sure never to fall for guys, because at that point in life, I kind of felt like I know how they think and how they move. So why would I fall for them? So that was kind of a protecting mechanism for me. And then I made sure to always be that protecting kind of persona around my girlfriends as well, but that never actually worked out because they were doing whatever they wanted to do and they were exploring, as you should. But they were exploring and doing whatever they felt like. Meanwhile, I was always the one in the group that never had that kind of experience with guys, where it was like dating or getting to know them or having guys fall for me, anything like that. I didn't quite experience that. But that also created like a weird dynamic within my friendship group, I want to say, because obviously they made their experience with guys and they did fall for idiots, I want to say. They got hurt, they got disappointed, all that. And I was kind of like always like, not I told you so. I'm not an I told you so kind of person. But I was like, yeah, that's exactly what I wanted to protect you from kind of vibe. And I felt like that kind of created a gap between me and my friends. Because then to them, I was the one who was like the scary cat or not brave enough to try things or too shy, you know, or an outsider. And one thing I heard the most back then was like, yeah, you don't understand how it feels like to like fall for a guy, go through a breakup or anything like that. And I was like, yeah, I do not know exactly how it feels because it hasn't happened to me till then. But I do also know like the general feelings, right? So I hated to be like excluded out of the group because I didn't went through bullshit the way they did. But that was kind of where I was at before I left to go to America. And then along with all the other goals that I set for myself that I wanted to achieve while I was in America, like learn to love myself without makeup, learn to be on my own, learn to have my own schedule, to be like very disciplined with the gym and everything. And as you already heard in the previous episodes, I did kind of achieve some of the goals. And one of the goals was also to like step into my femininity and like figure myself out. And so I wanted to date. I knew if I go to America, I want to date. And that's what I did. I got there and I know for a fact that it is somewhat different. I would say the mindset is somewhat different when it comes to dating when you're an au pair. Because a lot of au pairs have like different kind of intentions when it comes to dating. Some want to date to stay. Some want to date to just have fun. You know, I wanted to date to learn something. And also, you can, quote unquote, go on a dating app and just meet friends. That's what I always encouraged people to do. I was like, make sure to get Tinder, make sure to get Bumble, all the apps, because on them you can meet people. As well as meet people to date, you can also meet people to hang out with, people that will show you the city. Because one fun fact, I felt like Americans just loved foreign people, especially when I said, like, I could put in my bio, oh, just a traveler from Germany who wants to show me around. And I would get like genuine approaches from people that were not about dating. It was just about, oh yeah, I can show you around. That's my city. I know cool places. And that I love that. And back then I was very free-minded to even consider doing all that. But looking back now, I feel like obviously everything has this kind of dangerous taste to it. Like you would feel like, why would you do that? It's dangerous and you don't know who you're meeting and everything. But I think that's social media in general these days. Like you never know who's on the other side of the screen. So yeah, I definitely felt comfortable doing that back then. I'm not sure if I would be that comfortable doing that now, to be honest. But yeah, I did that. So I came and I got all the apps, went on it, and tried to figure things out. And yeah, it was funny. You heard from the worst date I ever had in the previous episode. But I would say dating in Virginia, for example, where I had my first family, was also very tough because I actually really liked the guy that I met, for example, in my first year as an au pair. There was this guy I met, and I didn't even meet him through a dating app. I met him through a friend because she was an au pair from Brazil, and she was dating this guy, and he was in the military. He was in the army, and obviously he had friends and stuff, and one night they wanted to go out and they took a couple of friends with them. I went there as well. And then I got to meet my girlfriend's boyfriend's friend, guy friend. And he was very nice. He was actually Jamaican, also in the military. He was black. And I liked it. I just remember that everything went very naturally. I loved it. I was with the vibe. He was very, very respectful and we just got along so well. Yeah. So we dated, got to know each other. And mind you, I was very close with my host parents, right? So they always knew when something was going on in my life. And my host dad, for example, made it a point to tell me about his military career and how military guys actually move and everything, because back then I had no idea. I got to America and I didn't know anything about military and how the guys move and everything. And he made it a point to like kind of catch me up on things and make sure that I know what they are about. And yeah, so his first kind of lessons were somewhere along the way. You have to be very careful with military guys because they like to play around, they like to fool around, and they might even offer you to get married and whatever for you to get your papers so you can stay in America. And yeah, but always remember it's give and take. And they're, yeah, just very, I want to say stupid. That's kind of the vibe he was giving. And I was like, okay, well, I know, thank you. I will be careful. And I thought I was. And back then, I was already very, like, in general, when it comes to me, I'm a very, I don't even want to say I'm trusting, but I'm a kind of person that really believes in everything will reveal itself, like, at the end of the day. So I don't stress about people like that. Like, I never, you know, those kind of people that have the, I want to say skills, I want to say talent of getting to know someone and really figuring everything about that out about that person, like digging really deep, digging so deep that they find out all kind of information about that person. I've never been like that. I've never been the, like, no, I don't want to say stalker. I want to say Sherlock Holmes kind of girl. I've never been like that. I was always that person that just went with the vibe, went with the flow, and we get to know each other, and sooner or later, everything will just fall into place. So I'm very relaxed when it comes to dating. And so I was very relaxed with this guy too. And we just got along so well. It was insane. And he was emotionally available. He was funny. He loved being around me. And he was definitely, you have to imagine, till then, I must have been like 19 or something. Till then, he was the first guy who ever showed like an interest in me in that kind of way. Before that, I obviously had crushes and everything in Germany, but I never had something that actually became something. So he was the first guy who was like putting the effort in to see me, to show affection and everything. And I clearly, obviously enjoyed that. And I was with him. But I have to say that there was the part of me that was careful and always aware of the fact that things might go south real fast. The part of me that thought that way has always been very strong. Yeah, which is, I mean, in some way good, but then also in some way very bad, because then you were never able to like fully let yourself fall into something and get the full experience out of it if you always have this backup plan kind of thing going on. But with him, everything was great. I did have that part. I did have that part that was telling me, okay, well, you know, let's just see. Long story short, things did definitely not work out because I didn't have to do the Sherlock Holmes kind of work. I had my best friends who looked out for me and who took care of me and who had that gene in them, that curious gene, that gene that actually makes you dig deeper. They had it in them, and especially one of them, shout out to Josie. I will always love you for that. I don't know how she did it. I just know. And back then we used to sleep at each other's places so many times. So she was sleeping over and she told me that, it might have been on the phone. I don't know. Definitely. She told me that she looked into his Facebook or whatever and she found out that he was actually married. He was married the whole time he was talking to me. And yeah, like I said, long story short, yeah, he did whine and cry and did all that and yeah, it's not what I think. And he did marry that girl for like benefits or something, because like a lot of military guys, correct me if I'm wrong, but as I remember, a lot of military guys like to do the whole marriage thing because they get some kind of benefits out of it, like with their whole salary and everything, you know, and so they like to do that. And he was kind of going that route, telling me that he did it only for that reason and he still liked me and blah, blah, blah. It didn't work out. I had to let go. And I had to let go ASAP. And I did. And I did. But even now, looking back, I kind of more remember the good times we had and the good feeling he wanted to give me, and he did. And I really appreciated that in that moment. And yeah, it was sad, obviously. And I am happy that I was very clear on the fact that I'm not going to be his side chick or whatever. So yeah, things got cut off. And that was it. That was it. Moving on from that, I know for a fact that that's kind of why I like the East Coast so much, because I was like, oh, you know, you want to date a military guy? I just have a thing for military guys, I want to say. I just have a thing for them. I like them. They're very attractive to me. And one day we went to like this Congress kind of event with my host dad, and it was like a job fair where you could find a job or like get to know different kind of branches. Exactly, like it was somewhere in DC, and they were showing different kind of branches where you could work, and the military, and how, like, you know, the military is divided in different areas and everything, and they offer different job opportunities. That was what it was about. And we went there, me and Shirley this time. It was me and Shirley and my host dad. I talk about them because you will get to know them. You will get to know them, guys. So I just talk about them, and then once you get to know them, you will already know who's who and who moves which way. But yeah, Shirley from Paris, she was with me when we went to that job kind of fair, and I met this guy, and he was so fine. He was so fine. He was part of the Coast Guard. Till then, I didn't even know anything about the Coast Guards, but I got to know them because I saw him standing there, and he was like, you know, kind of recruiting for the Coast Guards, and I saw him, and I was just like, yo, he fine. And so I went to his kind of table, and I was asking about information when it came to the Coast Guards, but my questions and my interest was actually very genuine, because at that time, mind you, I got to America, I loved it, I loved my family, I loved Virginia, I wanted to stay. So I was looking for ways to stay, and one way for me would have been to join the military. So my interest was actually real, and that's why it was so interesting to me to interesting to me to also like meet this new branch, the Coast Guards. And I went there, I got all the information, I asked him, and as they do, Americans in my, so here's a conclusion. To me, dating in America, dating in Germany, it's, you can, I mean, can you really like say it's so different? I think there's two sides to it. Yes. In my eyes, my opinion, I feel like American guys just have really good game, if you know what I mean. Like, they know how to flirt, they know how to catch your attention, they know what to say. Or maybe it's just because, like, everything sounds better in English to me. But in my head, American guys just have good game. Right? And in Germany, I did never experience that. I never met like a group of guys who's like that are like very slick or like, I don't know, never experienced that. But in America, it was a constant. Like you would go out and you would meet guys and they would come over, they would buy you drinks, they would give you compliments, they would make you feel like you're special and beautiful, all that. And I never had that in Germany. But then the other side is, I believe that it also depends on your mindset. You know, the way I was thinking before I left, like, obviously, with my mindset, I didn't attract that kind of situations, you know? So it makes sense that whenever I chose to think different and go to America and open up and dip into my femininity and everything, it just makes sense that during that time, I attracted, like, those kind of moments even more, you know? And, yeah, that's how it was. I was there and it was a lot of nice moments with meeting people and everything. But yeah, so he talked to me and he swept me off my feet right away. I was just in awe. I was like, he's fine. He knows how to talk. He's very educated. He's tall. He's good in shape. He's black. I just liked it. I was just like, okay, yeah, that's the guy. Also, long story short, I don't even want to say I dated him. We met up and he turned out to be exactly what my host dad was warning me kind of from meeting. So it was disappointing. I really liked him. And when I tell you I liked him, I liked him. I would even want to say, even till I got back to Germany, I liked him for so long. It was just he catched me with his whole attitude and his whole vibe and everything. And he was the typical like guy where you would ask me, why do girls go for the bad boys? Because although he was very respectful in some ways and like very educated, and he was doing like, you know, he had his job, he was very well taken care of, but looking back and the way he was like treating me, that was no good. Like that was the definition of a bad guy, and that was the guy, that the kind of guy my host dad was trying to warn me from. And yeah, well, I made that experience with him and I had a huge crush, but eventually I had to let it go. Like, I let it go and, yeah, still remember him, though. I still remember him. And I want to say those two guys were definitely the only guys I really had a thing for my first year. Second year, I also met a guy who was very nice. Yeah, but I met him during my time in California. So right at the end, right before I had to leave to go to San Francisco, like to the Bay Area, I met this guy and we kicked it off right away. We had the best time ever, but it was like this, it was like a romance, like a story you would tell in a book. Because it was like we only had like a couple of days and we made them count. Like we saw each other back to back and we did like amazing things. He took me out on great dates. And then when it came to the point of me leaving, he was like, we're still gonna make it work and we're gonna keep dating. So I remember I moved to the Bay Area and I still was seeing him. So I made sure to then travel back to LA and then we like spent some time together, which was nice. But in with him, for me, it was like back then already, which is interesting. You, mind you, I must have been like 20, 21. With him, I remember it like it was yesterday. The way I was feeling, I felt like very, I don't want to say unsafe, but like I felt very, I don't know, like he did not make me feel secure in a way of that I could imagine my life with him. And that was the reason why I had to let it go. Because to me, back then already, I knew that I wanted to be with a man who would give me that sense of safety, like secureness. Like, with me, you can build a life, we can move on, we can think big, dream big, and make it happen. That kind of vibe. That was what I was already looking for back then. Looking back now, I know for a fact that I was looking for that because of my whole upbringing and situation and always having to be like the strong, you know, girl or whatever. That's why I was like looking for that secure feeling so bad that whenever I didn't see it in him at all, for me, that was like, yeah, it's not gonna work. And yeah, I kind of want to talk about this topic more because you have to understand that I thought about talking about dating because I had this impulse come into me, a realization. I realized that now where I am today, there's so much work I need to do before I go out and date again. Yeah, I kind of want to dig in deeper into that. So you guys, if you have any questions, ask. And I will make a part two where I go a little bit deeper into how I'm feeling now and why that episode came into my mind. Because in general, I think the main lesson that I've learned is that it doesn't matter where you are. It doesn't matter if you're in America or in Germany. Dating is whatever you make out of it. Like, it's gonna be a reflection of where you are in life. You know, that's kind of how I feel with me right now. Because I came back and I dated 100%. I did find the Wendy I wanted to find in America. I came back, I dated, I got very confident. I felt good with who I am and the way I looked and everything. So that was great, right? I took that lesson and embraced it. I came back and I dated. I know I dated a lot, actually. Made my good experiences, made my bad experiences, and as I should, you know. For me, definitely with a bitter taste, because I always say it kind of felt like it was too late, or like now it feels like, oh, when do you learn your lessons? Very late in life. So now you're like older and it's hard to see myself now finding what many people find like way before, like when they're way younger. I don't know. That whole age thing is something that we make up in our minds, right? I make that up in my mind. I know for a fact that it's not too late for anything. It's not too late for anything. But I do think that I made my lessons when it comes to dating and, you know, meeting guys very late, which then kind of made it hard for me to see myself in a relationship and in a long-term relationship and learn maybe things out of it. And then if it's not working, I can let it go, because in my head I'm thinking, you're like older, so you're older. And if you're dating for a longer time, it has to be that one. Because obviously then you're going to have your kids with him. You're going to marry him. Like, it has to be that one. You know, I put that pressure on myself because I'm like, now you're late. Like, you don't have that. You don't have that period where you get to experience and learn and get to know yourself, you know, whilst you're in a relationship. You don't have that time because you wasted so much time not doing that. And now if you meet someone, it has to be the one. That's the kind of pressure I put on myself. But yeah, I put that all aside now because now I learned, or like I understand, that to even think about dating or to even go in that direction, there's so much more work I need to do. And I need to make this a part two. Yeah, I need to make this a part two, guys. But thank you so much for tuning in. Shaped by Time, as you know me and love me. I can't wait for your suggestions. Make sure you put questions in there. I will see if I can find even more. But to be honest, like, I for real legit dated those two guys in Virginia. Obviously met a couple along the way that I don't even remember anymore because it was unnecessary. And not, those encounters were not worth memorizing, you know? That's why I did meet more guys than those two in Virginia and that one in California. I did meet more than that. But those three guys actually were the only ones who actually left me with lessons to take away, you know? Yeah, so let's just leave it at this. And then, so the period before America, I didn't date at all. In America, I dated, like, seriously dated three guys. And afterwards, I dated a bit more than three guys, I want to say. But yeah, in general, I would say dating in Germany and dating in America is not that different. It's really not that different. Because the way you go about it is like making, I would say, like 70% out of the whole experience. And the other 30% is obviously your type kind of thing. Because I do feel like the American guy is very different from the German guy. And that is kind of more my type. Like, my type is more American. So obviously I'm going to have a harder time finding that type here in Germany. You know? So that's where the differences lay. Like, where I'm like, okay, I need to go to America. I need to find my husband in America. Or he's going to find me whilst I live there. But we'll see. We'll see, guys. I miss talking to you. It's been a week. Although last week, I know why it feels like I haven't talked to you in so long. Because last week I didn't actually talk. I had my first interview with a professional au pair. Which, an interview that was very insightful. So make sure to go back and take a look at it. But yeah, this is part one of dating in America versus dating in Germany. But yeah, we were talking about dating more. Yeah, we'll get a little bit deeper, I want to say. Yeah, I want to get a little bit deeper. Because these last days and months have revealed so many things. And last year, I was, for the first time, dating someone, like, seriously. And that also did a lot to me. So I do want to talk about that and the lessons I learned from that. So yeah, we'll have a part two, guys. Stay tuned. Thank you so much for listening. Still unfreaking believable to imagine that you guys like listening to me. I love it. Let me know what you think about me speaking English. If that's okay. If I speak proper enough for you to understand or anything, let me know. I can't wait to get back to you. So, talk to you next week. I love you. Be safe. Stay cute. Stay sexy. Bye-bye.